The Johnson Wax Program. Presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with You Can Tell She Comes From Dixie. While you're listening to Ted Weems' music, I wish you'd just glance down at your floors and see if they're as bright and attractive as you'd like them to be. And is your linoleum clean and shining, too? Well, just remember that Johnson's self-polishing glow coat will quickly give it a beautiful polish that protects the floor from wear and seals out dirt and grime. And glow coat is so easy to use. Just apply and let dry. No rubbing or buffing when you use this wonderful liquid floor polish that dries in 20 minutes and shines as it dries. How do you spell glow coat? GLO-COAT. Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, made by the makers of Johnson's Wax. It's a big day at 79 Wistful Vista. His Honor, Mayor Appleput, telephoned Fibber and wants him to deliver an address on George Washington over the radio tonight. So here in the living room, discussing the forthcoming oratorical triumph, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
You know, Molly, I got a great idea. As long as the mayor wants me to talk about George Washington, how about me going in colonial costume?
As Washington?
Sure. You know, the kid in the three-cornered hat. You know the song, Molly?
It ain't funny, McGee.
Okay. I got more.
Well, what runs me down is the idea of you, who's always exaggerating and fibbing, making a speech about George Washington.
Well, the mayor realizes I'm a real authority on Washingtoniana. I often used to talk to him about George when we played golf together.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You and your century plant golf knickers.
What do you mean, century plant?
Those rare bloomers.
I think I better write me a few notes for my speech. I guess I'll start off by saying, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, is that original?
Oh, no. Quit criticizing. Now, let's go over to the radio station. I'll rehearse my speech over there.
Huh? Well, I want to wait here till me groceries come.
Okay.
Go on with the speech.
Listen. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here tonight. That's kind of trite, ain't it?
Tripe is right.
What's the cinnamon for gathered?
Accumulated.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are accumulated here tonight. That don't sound right. Gathered.
Combined.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are combined here. No.
Mobilized?
That sounds like war.
Yeah. So will your speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are something here tonight to honor America's first great citizen, George Washington, who it's his birthday tonight.
Heavenly day. Of all things. George Washington, who it's his birthday tonight. You certainly punished the king's English.
Well, so did Washington, if you'll remember. Ladies and gentlemen.
Come in.
Groceries? Why are you wanting groceries, Babushka?
Take them into the kitchen, please.
Da.
Hey, listen, Vodka. After this, deliver that stuff at the back door.
No, Tabari. I am American citizen. And America, it is the land of the free and the home of coming in by front door.
Well, listen, Dada. You seem to have a kind of a patriotic sense. You know, I got to make a talk on George Washington tonight. And
who is George Washington being?
Why, he was the father of our country, me boy. first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen.
That is Nyati. I am Alexandrovich Petrushka Ivan Rakovsky Skiva. First in diving, first in swimming, and last one in is a big stupid.
You better be getting on with the speech, Mickey.
Oh, I ain't going to worry about it. I can handle it okay. Why, I used to be one of the greatest impromptu speakers in the business. You should have seen the room brighten up when I took the floor.
And you should see a room brighten up when you give the floor Johnson's glow coat. Why, it brings out the...
Harpo!
Where did you come from, Mr. Wilcox?
The stork brought me.
Oh, yeah. I remember. That's the time the stork got pinched for smuggling in a dope.
I see. I see.
What's on your mind?
Well, say, Fibber, look, this being Washington's birthday, I thought you could improve this golden opportunity by making a resolution to tell nothing but the truth from now on.
Oh.
How about it, Fibber?
What do you mean, Harpo?
Well, I just meant that you should get over your habit of indulging in too much hyperbole.
Now, that is unjust, Mr. Wilcox. Sure. He hasn't touched a drop of that stuff for years.
Oh, no. No, you don't understand. Oh, what's the use?
Guy's got a lot of nerve telling me how to act. Just because he's never been around much and I've been all over the world doing things and meeting people.
You mean meeting things and doing people?
Yes, meeting... No, I don't.
Mr. Wilcox certainly irks you, doesn't he?
He what?
I say he irks you.
I don't have to irk very hard to keep up with him. Well, come on, let's go.
Okay. And nevertheless, I think Mr. Wilcox made a good suggestion.
What do you mean?
Well, you should make a resolution to tell only the truth.
Oh, you mean...
I mean, don't stretch things so much. Be more straight-laced.
Oh, I see. You want me to throw away my suspenders and get a corset.
Try to explain to friends, dear, the reason we two are apart. I know what to tell our friends, dear, but what will I tell my heart? It's easy to say to strangers that we played a game from the start. It's easy to lie to strangers, but what will I tell my heart when I smile to hide all the tears inside? What an ache it will bring. Then I'll wander home to a telephone that forgot how to ring. I could say you'll soon be back, dear, to fool the whole town, maybe smart. Tell them you'll soon be back, dear, but what will I tell my
heart. That was Ted Williams playing What Will I Tell My Heart with Perry Como singing. And now to the Wistful Vista Radio Studios, where Fibber and Molly are trying to find Studio G.
My, my, this is a big place, isn't it, McGee?
I'll say so. I wonder which way we go.
We'll ask the reception girl.
Oh.
Excuse us, dear.
I'm sorry. No auditions tonight.
We ain't here for audition, sis. We want to see...
You can't see any programs tonight either. All the seats are taken.
But listen, I tell you, we don't... The idea is this, you see?
Husband is making a speech.
I'll say he is. But it won't do him any good. He can't get into a program tonight. You'll have to write for tickets.
Well, say, is the mayor here?
Yes, he is. But if you want his autograph, you'll have to...
We don't want his autograph.
I know. He asked me to come over.
Me husband is speaking, dearie.
I hear him.
Hey, what is this? Dad, Reddit, I'm on the mayor's program.
Mayor Applepuss asked him to come over and make a speech about George Washington.
Yes.
What's the name?
George Washington. G-O-R-G-E-W-A...
Just a minute, please. Give me Studio G, please. Hello, Studio G? Reception desk. Say, there's a guy named George Washington down here who says he's on a program. He is. Say, the announcer upstairs says George Washington is dead.
No. Really, sis? You hear that, Molly?
Yeah.
it takes the radio to get these news flashes. Listen, sis. Have you heard that Napoleon and Josephine are blessed eventing?
Who?
Napoleon and Josephine.
Well, who are they?
A couple of French people. Yeah.
Well, what program are they on?
We the people. Listen, sis. Come on. Tell us where to go and find Mayor Applepuss. I got to make a speech.
Well, maybe we better send a page in, huh?
A page wouldn't do him any good. He'll want to see the whole speech.
No, I mean one of the ushers.
Oh, I think we can ush ourselves.
What studio, sis?
G, George.
Fibber to you, baby.
McGee.
No, I mean that's how we designate the studios. It's A, Albert, B, Benjamin, C, Carl, D, Denver, E, Edward, F, Francis.
And G, Willikin.
No, G, George. Oh. Now, you just go down the corridor to the left, take the first door on the right, up the spiral staircase, turn left at the end of the hall, through the passage, mark no admittance, go to the fifth door down the hall, and you can't help but miss it.
Thanks, sis. Yeah.
And if we don't show up again within 10 days, send out the St. Bernard.
Which way'd she say to go first?
She said turn left down a spiral corridor. I don't see any spiral corridor.
What's the red light over this door mean?
Fire escape, I imagine. Take a peek in and see.
Okay.
And let me tell you once again, my brethren of the radio audience, that unless you hit the sawdust trail, you will be doomed to the eternal fires of perdition. Your only salvation lies...
You were right. It was a fire escape. Well, let's go this way, Molly.
Well, here we are. Second door to the left, wasn't it?
No, to the right, she says. In here.
All right. Heavenly days, McGee. What's the idea of marking the walls all up?
I'm just marking the trail so we can get back out of here again. Well, let's go in this door. I wonder what's in here. Is this Studio G, George?
No, this is the sound effects department, Doc.
Oh.
Name any sound and we'll give it to you. Come on, name one.
Well, let's hear a sound effect of a senator splitting hairs.
Okay, we got it.
Wow. What was that?
Senator Glass. Now, suppose they give me a script calling for a man swatting flies. Listen.
You missed him.
Where'd he go?
Over that way.
I'll get him yet. Stand by, folks.
Heavenly days, McGee. So that was a sound man.
That was a sound man, but not very.
What's in here?
Look at the sign over the door. It says, on the air.
Well, this must be the place, then. You're on the air.
Yep.
And now we give you our home economics expert, Bedelia Wearybottom, who will give you her recipe for oatmeal cookies. Mrs. Wearybottom.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Prentwistle. Hello again, folks. This is your home economics friend, Bedelia Wearybottom, with her grandmother's recipe for oatmeal cookies, if you like oatmeal cookies. Personally, I'd give you 10 dozen oatmeal cookies for one good donut. But we can't all like the same thing, or this program wouldn't be on, and maybe that'd be a good thing, too. Oh, well, first take a cup of oatmeal, depending on how many cookies you want to make, and mix it up into cookies and then bake them. And when they're done, you sprinkle them lightly with horseradish, and you'll be surprised how long those cookies will last. Scram you, too. I'm on the air.
We better get busy and find Studio G. George. Hey, bud, where's G. George?
That's me, laddie. I dinna ken.
Well, don't you work here?
Aye. I've worked here for 3 years, lassie. I'm one of the engineers.
Oh.
Have you seen the very fine engineering department we have here?
No. Where is it?
Well, just between us, I never been able to find it myself. Hold, drop my phone.
McGee, do people have to be crazy to be in this business?
No, but it's a big help.
Well, if that's true, you got a tremendous future.
Hey, look through that window, Molly. It's old Harpo Wilcox talking into a microphone.
Marvelous. Open the door and listen.
And so we present Ted Weems and his Glow Coterie playing Fiddle Ditty with Elmo Tanner whistling. One of the new modern trends in decoration is to have floors of linoleum in beautiful, soft colors, harmonizing with the color scheme of the room. These floors are so easy to maintain with Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. You spread the liquid lightly over the floor with a soft cloth or the long-handled Glow Coat applier. There's no work of rubbing or buffing. Glow Coat dries to a lovely, gleaming polish in just 20 minutes. Protect your linoleum now with Johnson's Glow Coat and keep it always beautiful as new. Save yourself hours of cleaning time and have floors that everyone will admire. Order Johnson's Glow Coat from your dealer tomorrow. Look for the attractive yellow can. By the way, remember, it's very economical to buy the larger sizes. Well, the time is getting short, and Fibber and Molly haven't yet been able to locate Studio G. George, where Fibber is to give his speech on Washington for Mayor Applepuss. But they're still trying, wandering up one corridor and down another.
Oh, McGee, we'll never find this studio. Let's ask someone else.
Okay, I'll ask this little girl here. Hey there, sis. Can you direct us to G. George?
George who?
George Washington. Just Studio G, sis. Where is it?
I don't know.
Well, what are you doing around here? You on some juvenile broadcast?
Hmm?
I says, are you on some kid program?
Sure.
Which one?
Hmm?
I says, which one?
Which one of which?
Which one is the one which is the...
Oh, shut.
You certainly ought to know where Studio G is.
Sure, I should.
Well, then, where is it?
I don't Oh, no.
You don't know much, do you?
Well, I ain't lost, I betcha.
Say, ain't you kind of young to be on the radio?
Well, you know what they say.
What?
Radio's still in its infancy. One side, please. I gotta make a show in Studio G. George.
Oh. Hey, you better fuck. Hey there. Look out where you're going with that hand truck there, boy. You trying to run over us?
No, excuse me, sir. I was...
Oh.
Hi, Miss McGee. Hi,
Silly. Oh, Silly Watson.
Yes. Well, what you doing here, Sil? Playing a guitar or something on the program?
No, sir. I'm a porter. I carry sound effects back and forth, please, sir.
Oh, that's a nice job.
Yes, ma'am.
Does it pay well, Silly?
Yes, ma'am. Fairly well. They tell me I can make between $10 and $100 a week here.
Oh.
Honest, Silly?
Yes.
Between $10 and $100?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, I make $11.50. That's just between.
Where are you going with all this stuff, Silly?
Well, I got a total earthquake in the Studio P. Peter and a busting dam in the T. Tootsie, please, ma'am. And then on the way back, I got to get the little old World War out of J. Julius. Give me now, please. Come on, Miss McGee. Go on, Silly.
Nervous breakdown sounds like on the air.
I don't know, but we're about due to find out if I don't find the mayor in time.
Oh, well, George Washington waited 205 years for this speech. I guess Mayor Applepuss can wait 10 minutes.
Yeah.
What's the studio here?
Well, let's find out. Might as well try all of them.
Howdy, folks. Come right in. Set yourselves down.
Heavenly days, it's Uncle Ezra. Ezra on the air.
Why, you betcha. Hi, Ez.
I'm
Fibber McGee. My wife, Molly, Ez.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Well, I'm glad to see you folks. Welcome to Rosedale and Station EZRA, the powerful little five water.
Did he say fire water?
Five water eagerness. Oh. We enjoy your shows very much, Uncle Ezra.
Well, slick my hair down and teach me the karaoke if I... I'm glad to hear it. That's always good news to the old jumping Jenny Wren. Sit down, folks. I'm going on the air in just a minute.
Well, I'm looking for Studio G. George, Ez. I got to make a speech about Washington.
What? Washington?
Yeah.
Why, dog, take it. That's what I was going to talk about.
Oh.
Can't you talk about Thomas Jefferson or somebody?
Oh, no, Uncle Ezra. He has a speech all prepared about Washington.
Yeah. Well, punch me a post hole if that don't beat the bugs. I didn't calculate anybody else would think of it.
Well, sure.
Why don't somebody tell me these things?
Can you direct us to G. George, Ezra?
Why, certainly, Fibber. Yes, just go right down this hall and through the door at the far end. You better push hard on the door and go in fast because it works kind of hard.
Why, heavenly days, Uncle Ezra. I tried that door as we came past. That's an elevator shaft.
Oh, hen's teeth. I just don't seem to have any luck at all today.
Boy, he'd have me fall down elevator shaft so he could talk about Washington all by himself.
Well, maybe you're not covering the same subject. McGee is going to tell about George chopping down the cherry tree, Uncle Ezra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was afraid of that, so am I.
Well, McGee can make his an oak tree, can't you, McGee?
Oh, sure.
Well,
Chucks, Ezra, as one of your fans, I'll make it a raspberry bush.
Well, how about the hatchet? Can you make it a saw?
He'll pull the tree out by the roots, won't you, McGee?
Well, maybe I better at that. What time you on, Ezra?
Right now. Quiet, everybody.
Ow!
Oh. Excuse me, Fibber. I hit the wrong pumpkin. This is the powerful little five water down in Rosedale, the friendly little city.
The friendly little city where they throw people down elevator shafts.
Listen, McGee, you haven't got much time. You better find Studio G quick.
Well, I'm fine if I...
Say, do you know a guy named McGee?
Oh, I'm McGee, bud. Why?
Well, hurry up. You're on the air in 1 minute. Right in here. We've been stalling until you got here.
Oh, there's the mayor now. Hello, Mayor Applepuss.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Hello, Fibber. Just in time. I was about to introduce you. You got your speech ready?
Why, sure he has. Know it by heart, McGee?
Well, I think so. I can always look at my notes if I get stuck.
I got a better system than that. When I get stuck, I just whistle. Then it all comes back to me.
Oh.
Stand by now, McGee. We're on. Okay. Ready, announcer?
Ready. Quiet, please. Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, we present the mayor of Wistful Vista, His Honor,
Egbert Applepuss, who will present the first speaker on his Washington's birthday program, Mayor Applepuss.
Thank you, Mr. Prentwistle. Ladies and gentlemen, every year on this date, as you will remember, I, as mayor of Wistful Vista, dedicate a program to the memory of George Washington, the father of our country. Each time, I try to give you an outstanding speaker for the occasion.
That's me, Molly.
Quiet.
And so tonight, my audio radiance, pardon me, my radio audience, will have the rare pleasure of hearing one of our foremost citizens, Mr. George Washington.
Fibber McGee.
Oh, yeah. Who will talk about the life and times of Fibber McGee.
No. McGee will talk on Washington.
Correction, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Washington will...
Not Washington, McGee.
Mr. McGee will not talk about George Washington.
Yes, he will, too.
As you all remember, this great day in our hysterical country... our country's hysterical... it is a splendid thing to think that General McGee...
No, General Washington.
I'm Fibber McGee.
Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you. Go on, get on with it, Applepuss.
Oh, yeah. And so, ladies and gentlemen, folks, I'm heartily snappy... certainly happy to present on this program that splendid gentleman, my best friend, and your worst enemy, and yours too, Mr. George Washington.
Fibber McGee.
What?
Present me.
What with?
Introduce him. Fibber McGee. Try whistling.
Oh, yeah. ladies and gentlemen, again let me introduce our speaker of the evening, Mr. Fibber McGee.
If you forget whistle like the mayor did.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are accumulated here this evening to commemorate the birth of George Washington, that immortal exponent of those three great virtues, faith, hope, and cherry tree. And so, we...
What? Whistle, McGee, whistle.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to a broken tube caused by the shrill whistle of a certain speaker on this station, we will be unable to proceed with the broadcast that was scheduled. Ted Weems and his orchestra will fill in with I Got Rhythm.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to express our thanks and appreciation to Uncle Ezra, who appeared with us on this show through the courtesy of the Miles Laboratories. How's that, Molly?
Fine, only shouldn't you worked in something about Johnson's glow coat, too?
No, not here.
Oh, well, all right. Now, here's Uncle Ezra right here.
Well, thanks for coming up to see us, Uncle Ezra.
Oh, now that's all right, Molly and Fibber. I listen to your programming a lot, and I know you listen to mine.
We certainly do.
Every morning.
I'm on in the evening.
Oh.
Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and inviting you all to join us again next Monday at this same time. Until then, good night.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. WMAQ, the Chicago Daily News Station.